أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور. ثم ارجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير. ولقد زينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وجعلناها رجوما للشياطين وأعتدنا لهم عذاب السعير. وللذين كفروا بربهم عذاب جهنم وبئس المصير. إذا ألقوا فيها سمعوا لها شهيقا وهي تفور. تكاد تميز من الغيظ. كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم نذير. قالوا بلى قد جاءنا نذير فكذبنا وقلنا ما نزل الله من شيء إن أنتم إلا في ضلال كبير. وقالوا لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير. فاعترفوا بذنبهم فسحقا لأصحاب السعير. إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير. وأسروا قولكم أو اجهروا به إنه عليم بذات الصدور. ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير. هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور. أأمنتم من في السماء أن يخسف بكم الأرض فإذا هي تمور. أم أمنتم من في السماء أن يرسل عليكم حاصبا فستعلمون كيف نذير. ولقد كذب الذين من قبلهم فكيف كان نكير. أولم يروا إلى الطير فوقهم صافات ويقبض ما يمسكهن إلا الرحمن إنه بكل شيء بصير. أمن هذا الذي هو جند لكم ينصركم من دون الرحمن إن الكافرون إلا في غرور. أمن هذا الذي يرزقكم إن أمسك رزقه بل لجوا في عتو ونفور. أفمن يمشي مكبا على وجهه أهدى أمن يمشي سويا على صراط مستقيم. قل هو الذي أنشأكم وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون. قل هو الذي ذرأكم في الأرض وإليه تحشرون. ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين. قل إنما العلم عند الله وإنما أنا نذير مبين. فلما رأوه زلفة سيئت وجوه الذين كفروا وقيل هذا الذي كنتم به تدعون. قل أرأيتم إن أهلكني الله ومن معي أو رحمنا فمن يجير الكافرين من عذاب أليم. قل هو الرحمن آمنا به وعليه توكلنا فستعلمون من هو في ضلال مبين. قل أرأيتم إن أصبح ماؤكم غورا فمن يأتيكم بماء معين. صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، سلام على المرسلين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة، صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسقط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارحم محمدا وآل محمد، كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، على محمد كما إبراهيم صليت على وباركت، إن الله على إبراهيم ودعاء حميد مصل وأزنين، كما صليت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم، وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما ترحمت على إبراهيم، إنك اللهم تحلى آل محمد على إبراهيم، إن اللهم على آل محمد إبراهيم، اللهم على آل وسلم آل محمد، وارحم محمدا وآل محمد، كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم،
إنك حميد مجيد محمد على إبراهيم مجيد محمد عبد تعالى لك آل محمد آل مجيد محمد لا آل تعالى كلامك مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد لك سادة سيلة محمود جزيه وجزيت نبي صلى على النبي يا أرحم محمد لا آل على إبراهيم نبي محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد محمد كما إن اللهم محمد كما بارك ثم بارك صلوات من نبي ثم جعلك محمد يا محمد إبراهيم على النبي التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله والمحمد صلاة الله محمد أتبا السلامة السلام علي صالح إلى شريك لن عبده ذات القيم الله ولينا وحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد بسم الله التحية وعليه الله وعلينا وحين لا إله إلا محمد أسأل أعوذ التحية للك وبركنا وحين إن الله محمد عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله قد تحيات الطيبة أشهد الله وحده وسوشير وعطا ونبر علينا وحين وطيب الله والنبي بسيات لله السلام الله وعلينا وعلى عباد شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم دعني ووصفي آيات له ظهرت دعني ظهور نار القرى ليلا على عالمين ظهور نار القرى ليلا على عالمين مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فالدر يزداد حسنا وهو منتظم فالدر يزداد حسنا وهو منتظم وليس ينقص قدرا غير منتظم وليس ينقص قدرا غير منتظم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فما تطول آمل المديح إلى فما تطول آمل المديح إلى ما فيه من كرم الأخلاق والشيم ما فيه من كرم الأخلاق والشيم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم آيات حق من الرحمن محدثة آيات حق من الرحمن محدثة قديمة صفة الموصوف بالقدم قديمة صفة الموصوف بالقدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم Most respected elders, friends, beloved mu'takifin, mothers and sisters in Islam, Alhamdulillah, it is the fadl and grace of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that we commence the sixth chapter of Qasida Burda, Faslun fi Zikri Sharafil Qur'an. This chapter is about the nobility of the Qur'an Kareem. One of the greatest ni'mats and bounties of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala upon us is the Qur'an Kareem. The Qur'an Kareem, it is the kalam, it is a speech of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah is Noor. The kalam and the speech of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is also Noor. The first haqq of the Qur'an Kareem upon us is for us to believe, have yaqeen and conviction that the Qur'an Kareem is indeed the kalam of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. It is the speech of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And for that, on at least five instances in the Qur'an-e-Kareem, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala instills this conviction in us. That don't doubt for a single moment that this Quran Kareem is indeed the Kalam of Allah. And repeatedly Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala instills this thought in our minds. Quran Kareem commences, Alif Lam Mim, Zalikal Kitabu La Rayba Fi. This kitab, there is no doubt in the fact that it is from Allah. Hudallil Muttaqeen is a means of guidance. Now, until we don't have yaqeen and conviction that the Quran is from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, how are we going to derive benefit from the Quran Kareem? And that is why, in another verse, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says about the Quran Kareem, فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِّثْلِ. If you're doubting that the Quran Kareem is not the Kalam of Allah, then bring one surat like the Quran Kareem. You'll never be able to do that. Then Allah takes it further. يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَى. You think that Muhammad has just made up this Kalam? فَأْتُوا بِعَشَرِ سُورٍ مِّثْلِهِ مُفْتَرَيَاتٍ. Then bring 10 surahs like the Quran Kareem and try to prove it. And then Allah says another verse, قُلَّ إِنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنْسُ وَالْجِنُّ أَلَا إِيَّأْتُ بِمِثْلِ. All the jinnat, all mankind get together and bring a kalam like the Quran Kareem. You'll never be able to do it. Finally Allah says, فَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَمْ تَفْعَلُوا. If you think you cannot do it, and most definitely you'll never do it, then if you deny the Quran Kareem is the kalam of Allah, then fear the fire of hell. In the past, there was a poet by the name of Ibn Muqanna. Very, very eloquent. And everybody trusted his eloquency. Now when the Quran made this challenge, that present a verse or 10 verses the like of the Quran Kareem, so the kuffar went to Ibn Muqanna. They praised him. They praised his eloquence in Arabic. And they told him, you need to stand up to the challenge and present some verses like the Quran. And we'll show the Muslims that they are equivalent to it. They paid him 1 year's wages in advance. He took the responsibility. And after 6 months, his employers went to see him. What work the employee have done? What work Ibn Muqanna have done? They entered his room and they found him in deep thought. And behind him, there was a big pile of papers. So they asked him, what did you prepare? He said, look at this pile of papers. For the past 6 months, I'm trying to write at least one verse like the Quran. And after preparing one verse, I thought to myself, there's this deficiency and that deficiency. You cannot compare it with the Quran Kareem. Musaylama Kazzab, who claimed prophethood at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so he came up with one verse. Allah Ta'ala speaks in the Quran Kareem, Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil. So he prepared one verse and he prepared it like this, that al fil mal fil lahu zambun tawilun wa khurtumun tawilun. Now those of you who know Arabic will appreciate, which means that an elephant, what's an elephant? It's got a very long tail, got a very long trunk. And when you look and try to scrutinize the Arabic of it, there's so many defects that come out of it. Even his own followers condemned him on that. Hazrat Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he heard about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they were from the tribe of Ghifar. So he sent his brother Unais radiallahu ta'ala anhu, go to Makkah, go meet Muhammad, go see what he's propagating. Okay, Unais goes to Makkah, interacts with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, come back, and he tells to his brother Abu Zar that I found him to be a truthful person, honest person, but that didn't satisfy Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Abu Zar undertook a journey, he himself goes to Makkah Mukarrama. And when he hears Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam reciting the Quran Kareem, he immediately stated that I've been to the palaces of the Romans, palace of the Persians, and I haven't heard a speech, a kalam like this. He accepted Islam, and during the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah, then 1,000 people from the tribe of Ghifar accepted Islam. This is the barakat of the Quran Kareem. Now, people that interact with the Quran Kareem, we, the Ummah of Nabi Kareem, we love the Quran Kareem. It is part of our life. And those people that have a close interaction with the Quran Kareem, engagement with the Quran Kareem, they become very much beloved and mahbub to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And before just going into explaining these poems, just want to explain a few incidents in this regard. In around the 1970s, there was Sheikh Huzaifi, who is the Imam in Masjid al-Nabawi. Presently, he's still the Imam. So he came to South Africa, visited many, many places, and then he told to the people, I want to meet Sheikh Abdul Rahman. I was referring to Hafiz Abdul Rahman Saab of Mia's farm. So I want to meet Sheikh Abdul Rahman. Now those of us who know Maul Saab, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Saab, he wasn't that high-profile person who would be in the forefront of everything. It was the madrasa, it was the madrasa, the class, that's all. And his engagement was only the Quran Kareem and students. So the people asked him, who's Sheikh Abdul Rahman? He's the one who's made thousands of students Hafiz of the Quran. So finally they took him to Hafiz Abdul Rahman Saab. And then he gave a message to Hafiz Abdul Rahman Saab. He said that before coming to South Africa, I made the ziyarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, you're going to South Africa, I've got a dear friend in South Africa. His name is Abdul Rahman, Hafiz Abdul Rahman. Go and meet him and give my salams to him. Engagement with the Quran Kareem. That is what Allah likes. That is what the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also like. Hazrat Maulana Badr-e Alam Sahab. He's buried in Madina Munawwara in Jannatul Baqi. Such high maqam and position Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given him, not far away from the Mubarak wives of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is his qabr. Now in Madina Munawwara, they normally recycle the qabr. So after a few years, they unearthed his qabr, they found his body completely intact. So they left it for another few years. Again they tried to unearth it, again for the second time they found that his body is completely intact. Then they decided to leave it permanent. The people were curious to know what was the great lofty position and what was the habit of Maulana Badr-e Alam Sahab that Allah gave him such a maqam. Firstly, Jannatul Baqi, close to the wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his body is completely intact. They found out from the family people. And I think it is mentioned in Tarjuman al-Sunnah that Maulana Aftab Sahab, who is a son of Maulana Badr-e Alam Sahab, he mentioned it or somebody else mentioned it. One of the habits Maulana Badr-e Alam Sahab had, that he would always respect the Hafiz of the Quran Kareem. Sometime a person, the Hafiz of the Quran Kareem, but the person may not be practicing on the Sunnah. But Maulana Badr-e Alam Sahab's attitude toward the Hafiz of the Quran Kareem, irrespective of his outward appearance, irrespective of what he would do, he would never spread his feet in front of a Hafiz of the Quran Kareem. And he said, probably because of this noble habit, that Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala blessed him with the soil of Jannatul Baqi. To also mention about Maulana Abul Hasan Nadwi Rahmatullah Alayh. Once he was in Makkah Mukarramah, and one Arab told him regarding one boy. They told Sheikh, do you see that boy there? Who Hafidul Quran. He's a Hafid of the Quran. So immediately Maulana Abul Hasan Nadwi said, MashaAllah, huwa Hafidul Quran wal Quran yahfadhuhu. He's a Hafid of the Quran, but the Quran will actually preserve it. We think that the Hafid is preserving the Quran. Meanwhile, the Quran itself is there to preserve the Hafiz. And such statements can only come out from such a personality. Maulana Abul Hasan Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali. There was a great Qari, and those that are Qurra, they would know Imam Qalun. Now see, people when have love for the Quran Kareem, then all barriers, all obstacles are removed. They would just want to have that attachment of the Quran Kareem. What enjoyment they get from the Quran Kareem, even kings in their palaces don't get that kind of enjoyment. So Imam Qalun, he was a person that used to be stone deaf. He couldn't hear stone, lightning, thunder, nothing. But let a person recite the Quran Kareem, immediately he was able to recite, hear the Quran Kareem. That's the type of muhabbat that Almighty Allah Tabarak has given us. Brothers, many people complain nowadays of black magic, sihr, and the like of it. Muhammad ibn Sirin, rahmatullah alayhi, once he was traveling somewhere, came to a place where his colleagues told him, Sheikh, don't stop here. Very dangerous place. You'll get looted in this place. He didn't listen to anybody. He put his tent up, put his blanket, pillow, and he slept. And all his colleagues, they also slept around him. In the morning, they woke up, they were surprised. Nobody looted them, nothing happened. So they asked him, that how this happened? Anybody that come there, they pitch a tent here, they're looted. And why, from last night, you had conviction that nothing would happen? He said, I knew nothing would happen. I read 33 ayats of the Quran Kareem. 33 ayats of the Quran Kareem. And I slept away with that. It is those same 33 ayats of the Quran. I have heard anybody that recites these 33 ayats of the Quran Kareem. And I think he attributed that to Hassan Basri, rahmatullah alayh, that anybody reads this 33 ayats of the Quran Kareem, they go in the complete protection and hifazat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. No thief can attack him, no black magic can attack him, no jinnat can attack him. And this is the same manzil that is read. That manzil, the 33 ayat of the Quran Kareem, where that is why it's very important in the homes that keep the manzil, people complaining of black magic, people, you want to go see an amil, you want to see that, you want to see that. But have yaqeen in the ayat of the Quran Kareem, take the manzil, read it, blow in the water and spray it around the house. Inshallah, you'll go in the protection and you'll go in the hifadat of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. One incident before I present this, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Basit, Qari Basit Saab, rahmatullahi alayhi. Allah blessed him with such a beautiful voice. Up till today, when you hear the recitation, that it actually inspires people. So in around the 1970s, Jamal Abdel Nasser, the president of Egypt, he went to Russia. So the communist government at that time told him, that why don't you convert Egypt, make it like a communist state, we'll give it all the support that it requires. He didn't say anything. In the following trip, when he went back, so he told Qari Basit Saab to join him. Now when he went there, so he first addressed the parliamentarians and he said, now normally these are protocols and these the request of the presidents are normally requested. He said, I've come with my friend and I just want him to recite some verses from the Quran. So Qari Basit Saab, now remember these are all atheists, agnostics, people don't believe in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, hard-hearted people. And in the presence of them, Qari Basit Saab recites Surah Taha. Same Surah Taha which melted the heart of Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. So he recited Surah Taha. And say that when he raised his eyes, he saw that there were tears in the eyes of all these atheists. So Jamal Abdel Nasser asked them, that why are you people crying? Did you all understand anything? So we didn't understand anything, but there was such feeling coming out from the recitation of that person that our hearts just started melting. This is the kalam of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So, Allama Busairi rahmatullah alayh, in the previous chapter, after enumerating some of the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he paints a picture as though he's now becoming impatient to present the greatest miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says, "Dani wa wasfi ayatin lahu zaharat zuhura naril qira laylan ala alami." The meaning of which is, leave me now to describe the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Leave me to describe the greatest miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is apparent like the fire of hospitality on the mountain top. The Arabs, they were very hospitable. And just to be generous and to be as hospitable as possible, they would put their houses right on the top of the mountains and they would burn fire so that if there's any traveler that is stranded, they would see the fire and they would go over there to fulfill some of the needs. So he says that, let me now explain this great miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that is so clear like the fire on the top of the mountain. He further explains, فَالدُّرُّ يَزْدَادُ حُسْنًا وَهُوَ مُنْتَظِمُ وَلَيْسَ يَنْقُسُ قَدْرًا غَيْرُ مُنْتَظِمِ. The beauty of a pearl is further enhanced in a necklace, but its value does not diminish in the least if the pearls are not strung on the necklace. In these two poems, Allama Busairi rahmatullah alayh explains that the Quran al-Kareem, or the personality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the miracles of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they, if you just speak about it in normal speech, that itself is beautiful. But when you present it in poetic form, then it enhances its beauty. It is just like on a necklace, you get the different pearls in there. If the pearls are scattered, then every pearl has its own beauty. But take that pearls and you strung it into a necklace, then you see that how it actually enhances the beauty of all the pearls. Just like that, he speaks of that the reason why he's presenting this ash'ar to enhance the beauty of the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But in doing so, he says, فَمَا تَتَاوَلُ أَعْمَالُ الْمَدِيهِ إِلَى مَا فِيهِ مِنْ كَرَمِ الْأَخْلَاقِ وَالشِّيَمِ. The word shiyami, it means good habits. The translation is that the ambitions of the praises cannot encompass the noble character and the noble habits of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this, he's trying to explain that as much as I'm attempting to present the miracles of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in poetic form, but I will never ever be able to encompass all the kamalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And lastly, he says that ayatu haqqin min ar-Rahman muhdathatun qadimatun sifatul mawsufi bil-qidami. Very important. The word muhdathatun is derived from the word hadith. Hadith is an academic term which literally means something that is new. Now, contextually, it refers to that the revelation, the verses of the Quran al-Kareem that were revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prior to being revealed, it was not there, not in this world. And in that sense, it is hadith. Yes, of course, it is the kalam of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but in relation to revelation, it is regarded to be new. In relation to the verses coming to dunya, it is regarded to be new. But further he says another term, qadima. Qadima is also an academic word, which means eternal. Now, revelation may be hadith, but as far as the actual kalam of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, just as Allah is qadim, Allah is eternal, the kalam of Allah is also eternal. And this is what Allah tabarak wa says in the Quran al-Kareem, huwa al-awwal wal-akhir wal-zahir wal-batin. Allah is zahir, Allah is batin. Allah is awwal, Allah is akhir. Nothing existed before Allah and nothing will exist after Allah. Allah is forever and ever, and what comes out from Allah is as qadim as Allah is. The Quran al-Kareem is also qadim, just as Allah is qadim. Allah is qadim, the kalam of Allah is also qadim. And this is what Allama Busairi rahmatullahi alayhi finishes his ash'ar and poetry with. Respected elders, friends, very Mubarak night, 27th of Ramadan, potential night of Laylatul Qadr. And if we have to attach ourselves with anyone, we attach ourselves with the Zat that is Qadim. We attach ourselves with Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah is Qadim, and we came in this dunya, we were not there, and we're not going to be here. Soon we'll be leaving the dunya. So we rather attach ourselves with that Zat with whom we are finally going to meet, with Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And that is why these are nights to make the zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Quran repeatedly tells us, Uskurullah zikran kaseera, that remember me as much as possible. Allah says, Faskuruni askurkum. You remember me, I will remember you. Imagine, Allah is telling us, you make my zikr, I will make your zikr. I will remember you. And people that make zikr, they become unique in the court of Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once traveling Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came across a mountain. The name of the mountain was Jumdan. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, Siru Hadha Jumdan. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, Sabaq al Mufarridun. The unique people, they have gone far ahead. Sahaba asked, Mal Mufarridun? Who are the Mufarridun? Unique people. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, here, what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam speak about, who are the unique people? Azakirun Allah Kathira wa Zakirat. Those people that make kasrati zikr. And that is why when we look into the life of our akabirin, this outstanding quality that was found in them, in which the nur of Allah Tabarakallah comes in the heart, it comes through zikr. That is why it is said, Teri zikr, meri zindagi. Teri zikr, meri zindagi. Tera bhulna, meri maut. One poet says it so nicely that I remember you, that's my life. I forget you, that is my death. Khaja Sahib used to say that oh Allah, you are my maqsood. Allah, you are my ma'bood. Allah, you are my mahbub. And then after saying all that, at the ending, he should say, Tere siwa ma'bood haqiqi koi nahi. Tere siwa maqsood haqiqi koi nahi. Tere siwa ma'shooq haqiqi koi nahi. Tere siwa mahbub haqiqi koi nahi. And then afterwards, right at the ending, we'll say that bas.